Ba mein Joikum. Ja, toi mein Joi. Ciao ba. Dinky Dao. Well, that's just about the extent of my Vietnamese language that I've learned since I've been over here. Today is the 16th of October, and the weather's kind of bad today. It's been raining about 8 hours a day for the last 3 days, so we've gotten a lot of rain. Haven't been doing much flying here lately. I did fly yesterday, went down to Marble. We got in about 6 hours of flying. Got up about 5 o'clock yesterday morning and come back last night. It was about 7:30, I guess, when we got back. The entire day was just about nothing more than dodging clouds and rainstorms. But I guess the monsoon season has started, and we're getting some pretty bad weather. Really did appreciate the whole darn bunch getting together and singing me some good songs, just pecking and singing. I don't know what you meant by whenever you sang "Your Cheating Heart." You'll have to let me know. Really did appreciate Janet and Granny getting together there and telling me about their trip up there. I thought that was real unique, the way they worked it. And Granny, I guess we all need backseat drivers sometimes. I was wondering about, Janet mentioned something about the Jeep, taking the Jeep. I wonder, did y'all take Daddy's Jeep up there with you whenever you went? Sounded like you had pretty good time and quite an experience with the flats up there. I don't know about that deer hunting either, Granny. And I just wonder, Lucy, I wonder if Granny did give you that spanking for being out so late. And well, Granny, I guess being the youngest in a group like that, you always do have to put up with a lot of things that you don't like to, but I guess being young like that, you always do get stuck with the worst jobs. Janet was asking about if I'd like to have a Scrabble game up here. I don't guess we need a Scrabble game. I think we've got one back there somewhere, but nobody ever plays with it. He was talking about the hippies and talking about he was wearing this and he was doing that and she was like this. And, you're doing a lot better than I always could. I never could tell the difference. They always look the same to me. You mentioned something about eating at the shed there in Santa Fe, where Kay and her mother and dad eat a lot. I don't guess I have ever been there. I don't remember us eating there last Christmas when we were up there. I don't ever even remember seeing it. The Dimmitt ball game sounded pretty bad, getting beat 46-7, but doesn't sound like the second quarter was the worst part of the game. I don't guess as bad as the way we used to get beat 65-0, and we weren't even sick. But they always did say that 50% of the teams that play have to lose. So I guess that's not so bad after all. Clyde was talking about cutting maize and that he had gotten a half inch rain. Well, he ought to be over here. We think we got 20 inches there in about 14 hours during that typhoon. And I'm sure we've gotten just about that much the last 2 days here. Sure doesn't seem like it's maize cutting time again, but I guess it slipped up on me again here. Guess you'll be getting after that cotton here pretty quick also. I'll be trying to call anytime I can. They've changed the system up over there quite a bit. They're not accepting calls that go out of here early in the morning. The only ones that are calls out of here now are at night, and usually they don't go out till 12 o'clock at night. So it may be kind of hard to get a hold of you, but I'll call you sometime and Sounds like Otis is doing pretty good. He got him a new Caprice and got him something to fancy to haul his hounds around in, I guess. I guess old Judge is doing all right. You mentioned something that he was getting around a little better now. Clyde, I guess you can hug Kay's neck, but don't hug it too hard. February's getting pretty close, and I'll take care of all that then. Today is the 19th of October. I think I told you I started this on the 16th. I've just been waiting around for something to happen. Don't guess anything's going to happen, so I'll just have to kind of get my way on through this tape here. I don't know what I'm going to say. I guess I can hum-haw around a little bit and go ahead and finish it up. Janet, I really did appreciate that package that you sent that Kay and Shane and Chanel fixed up. It did turn out real good. It got here just in time, and if it hadn't been for all that stuff, I guess they probably wouldn't have had enough stuff out at the orphanage for all the kids. But as it turned out, it worked out real good, and it just goes to show you that these little ones are pretty smart sometimes, and if we just listen to them, well, they know the best. And I'm real glad that you went ahead and sent it. And it because of the fact that it did turn out just right. I'll have to admit that last tape was kind of emotional. It kind of made me real homesick and a few tears, I guess, whenever you started talking about Granny and Lucy shedding a few tears whenever they heard my last tape. You were talking about Granny getting her hearing aid. I do hope that it's worked out real good for her and that she's gotten used to it and was wearing it now. You were wondering about whether Marge would be interested in writing to Dale Mormon. If you don't have that address, I'll go ahead and send it to you, the next letter, and you can send it to Marge, and I'll also send a Marge address to Dale, so maybe they can start writing. I'm sure it'd be real good for both of them to write back and forth. Thought that was real funny about Sage, whenever he's talking about the dog, and he'd say, "Where's the dog?" and she'd start barking like a dog. I guess she's picking up all the sounds and listening to everything everybody says. I guess she picks up a lot more than people think she does. I was glad to hear Nelson Lorraine are kind of relaxing, getting away from things. I guess being in their position, they did have good reason to go ahead and jump off and run off for a couple of days and relax and get away from things. I did know that those apples come off our trees at home. I think you wrote me and told me, and then you also told me in one of the tapes. I was real surprised that they were our apples, that they were as good as they were. They, by the time they got here, they were real mellow, and they were real good. You were wondering about a trip to Hong Kong. I guess we'll be going the 7th of November. As you probably know, Dennis and Tom and I had planned on going, but they've changed the system up a little bit, and they won't let but two go each time. So I don't know who will be going, but I guess we'll figure it out and let you know. You were wondering about what we'd be wearing whenever we got to Hong Kong. We will wear civilian clothes. I think I've got plenty here to get me started, and I'll probably buy me a suit whenever I get over there, and you can get them tailor-made pretty cheap and pretty quick, so I'll probably just get me a real nice suit coat whenever I get over there, possibly a couple of sport coats. I was glad you went ahead and sent the popcorn. We can put it to use over here. I guess you can wait a while to send those other six. Unless you've already sent them, it doesn't really matter. But that is real good popcorn, and we really do like it. Mother, whenever you were talking about LeMay as being Wallace's running mate, and that you were pretty well pleased with some of the things that he had to say. Clyde, you ought to get on her there. Sounded like she's kind of swaying over to the Wallace side. I guess Daddy's still working pretty hard on the beet diggers. I think you mentioned something that you were caught up, but I don't guess you're ever caught up whenever beet digging time comes around with all the maintenance that's necessary on keeping up the beet diggers. You were wondering something about my hooch mates. As far as their ages are concerned, we have a couple that's 27, 26, and there's one guy in the hooch that's younger than I am. Most of them were anywhere from 6 to 8 months ahead of me in the training command. I'm the junior one in the hooch, I guess. Most of them have a lot more time in grade, or they've been first lieutenants a lot longer than I have, and all of them have been in the country longer than I have, so it's really not that bad. We are all lieutenants. We don't have any captains or majors in here, which makes it real nice. This is the only hooch that is all lieutenants, and we feel real good that it is the only hooch with all lieutenants, because we can just kind of do what we want to and nobody bothers us. The whole squadron has 5 hooches for officers. Each one has about 8. We have 9 in ours here. And all the other hooches, well, there's one other hooch that has most lieutenants in it, and one Navy lieutenant, who is our doctor. He's equivalent to a captain in the Marine Corps, and all the others have at least 2 majors in them, and then the one big hooch, or what we call the heavy hooch, has the 2 lieutenant colonels, which one is the CO and the other is the XO. But I was real glad to get Jimmy's letter. He wrote me a real good letter. I was real glad to hear, and I'll try to get him a letter back soon. I've been getting your packages with the cookies and the canned goods, and I want to compliment you on a real good job that you have been doing on packing all those packages. And also the cookies. Whenever you do wrap those cookies in individual wrappers like that, well, they get over here real good shape, and it makes it a lot better whenever you start eating them. They're not all crumbs. Several people have commented on the way that you've packed your cookies, and they all like all the cookies that you have sent. Right now, I don't have any cookies. They've all been taken care of one way or the other. Kay keeps me pretty well filled with cookies, and but I haven't gotten a package in a few days. We haven't been getting much mail here lately because the weather has been bad. Whenever the weather's bad like this, well, they don't fly mail in. Most of the things they send in are just those things that are really necessary, because the flights are limited during bad weather, and they have to get the things in here that are really necessary, and they don't get in the niceties. I really did appreciate y'all getting together and singing me how great they are. It makes a kind of funny feeling inside, because I don't get to hear those songs. I'd like, if you could, to get me a small tape fixed up of maybe Mid McKnight or Jim Allen or Chalk, some of those with a good sermon on it. If you could get it fixed up on a small tape, it might be kind of hard, but I would appreciate it if you could get it all worked out. Well, it looks like This side's about to run out. I don't have anything planned for the other side, so I guess I'll have a pretty rough time filling up the other side. I think I will tell you about one thing that the Marine Corps has over here that I haven't told you about that might be pretty interesting to you. I hope that I won't have to go to this school, but I might have to. It's one of the things that most people don't like to get sent to over here, but it's not all that bad, I don't think. So I'll turn the tape over and try to tell you a few things about it.